Hi, my name is Sharon, and I just finished my first day on the adventure, and we're starting off on our second day, headed towards Alaska initially. And Bud and I had quite an eventful day. I guess Bud didn't. Bud was easy with it all. But I was late getting packing. Any of you that know me know that that's fairly typical. I run late. I have this great expectation of being able to do too much in too little time, and that was no different yesterday. So I think I finally got the van loaded and really ready to go about 2 p.m., and I was supposed to take off at 7 a.m. So anyway, so I go and I'm getting ready to start the van, and I couldn't start the van. It just kept click, 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 and I thought, oh my goodness, my battery's out. So I thought, okie dokie. So I unload Bud and I, and we go back upstairs, and I call AAA. But anyway, I was thrilled that it happened in my garage and not on the road somewhere, obviously. So anyway, we got that done, and I don't even know what time we hit the road, but it was probably a couple hours after when I initially called. So we probably hit the road around 4 or something, 4 or 4:30. And it was a really emotional, it took me by surprise. I think I was just befuddled with everything that was happening and just the pace that I was working. And it was, I got on the turnpike, which is near from my home, and I was just not driving well. I was just not paying much attention, and I was really, really freaking me out. And I thought, boy, am I crazy? Is this guy telling me that you're crazy, don't do this, you know, blah, 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 how you convince yourself of that. And I got to maybe Elyria or something when there was a rest area. And so I pulled up, and Bud and I went for a walk around the rest area, and then I went in and got some coffee. I thought maybe that would help or something. And I got Bud a treat, and came back out, and I was driving just as normal as could be. So I figured, okay, thank you, God. And I was just by usual very talented and very skilled driver, and so we headed off. But obviously we got a very late start, so then I called one of my navigation people. I called Alice and asked her if she could find me, that I was just taking off and I needed to find something. I'd like to get through Chicago so I don't have to deal with Chicago rush hour traffic, and but if she could look up something. And so she found a Red Roof Inn that she and I happened to stay at once before. So but I put the address in my navigation system. I figured that was the best way because my navigation team had prepared me directions everywhere else, and Val had entered hers even into my navigation system. So all I have to do is say Alaska 1, Alaska 2, Alaska 3. And so I got the directions, and I wrote them in my navigation, and I headed off. And so we were just sailing along on I-90, obviously, and got through Chicago and everything. And, we were getting close to Chicago, and we were just getting into Chicago from Indiana. And it gave me this crazy thing that I needed to get off and turn around, that I missed an exit. It told me an exit was coming, and I knew that, but I didn't. I couldn't get over, so I thought, well, no problem. But instead of keeping me going, it turned me around, so I went back an exit, which at that point in time was maybe 20 miles, I'm not sure. And I got off at Purdue. I was in Purdue's campus, and I thought, well, this obviously is totally wrong. So I just got back on 90, and I just followed my instincts of where I was headed, which was just 90 West. It's a pretty straight shot for 90 West for a very long time. So I got to the exit, the right exit for the place, and then Alice and I, the first time we went there, had trouble finding this place, and there was no different this time. We just kept looping and looping, and finally, I don't even know how long we drove around, maybe 30 or 45 minutes after we were already off the freeway looking for this crazy thing. So finally, I said, pull off somewhere, and I'll give you the address. And sure enough, I pulled off somewhere, and as soon as I saw the address come up, we had done this. The first time we had done the very same thing with Alice's navigation system. And it was a stupid, it had you left turning to get where you were supposed to go, and then telling, and it was actually probably, it was like third main street. And of course, your reaction is to turn on the first main street, which we did. And so it was just it was amazing. But anyway, I couldn't have been happier to see the room around 2 a.m. Bud and I, was really thrilled. And obviously, we were both pretty worn out, so we slept. I slept soundly, and I guess Bud did too. He certainly he barked, he didn't wake me up. I think he was dead to the world, too. And consequently, we didn't wake up till like 10 or something this morning, so we're just getting on the road at noon or so today. So I feel really charged again, but it was really a hard day just because of the emotion of thinking maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And it's all these people that are telling me I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe, I guess, I don't know. And all these people look at me crazy like, you're doing what? And you're driving where? And but anyway, it's been, today's a beautiful day, and I know I knock on wood, and God willing, I won't have any disasters along the way today. It's pretty easy. I'll be on 90 nonstop till Alice got me a room. She had me at a different location initially tonight, the next night, and we had to shorten that up and even the 3 days, all at about 800 miles a day or something like that. Anyway, well, thanks for all your support and prayers, and I'll tune in again. Bye-bye.